Angela.
Hey, Angel, how are you doing?
I'm good.
Good. I'm glad we were able to get this going.
Yeah,
Yay. So listen, you started all the interviews off. So,
didn't
and
know I
so,
did that. Oh,
yes,
that's
you're the
cool.
first. So I definitely wanted to have you be the first to do the podcast. So I'm so glad you could join tonight. Yay. So listen, so for everybody, all our friends, this is just girlfriends talking on here. You get a sneak peek into our conversation. But I'm Angela Jordan Perry. I'm with my good friend Angel Batson, who is a homeschooling mom. And this is Girlfriends Has Got Homeschooling. So Angel, this is my burning question I want to know. Because I remember when I was back in the day, I guess probably 8 or so years ago, when I was homeschooling, and also I had one kid doing ballet about three times a day in Greenville, and I had my son who's in Irish step, then my other daughter in tap and gymnastics, and my other daughter in
Bless.
ballet, and then they all three of the older ones were doing violin, and we lived in the car. I mean, we were just ripping and running every day, hurry up, screaming, get yourself together, we got to get out of the house, come on, let's go, hurry up, hurry up. And I'm trying to cook dinner so that I can take dinner with us in our little plastic, bins that had lids so we can eat dinner later because we'd be gone
Right.
soon. And so, and then that meant that my house wasn't clean. So I end up hiring a person to come in and clean my house.
Wow.
Just all of this. I don't know. So I want to know how you get it done, because your girl is busy in her things, and then although you have
Right.
to, she's busy in all her stuff and her travels and this and that, and then your other
Right.
son, he's you know I mean your other son, your son, he's busy in all he's doing.
Right.
How are you doing all that and staying sane? And you've been doing it for years. What's the give on it?
I think for me, I have a small little village. I think on paper it looks super busy, but Monday and Wednesday, well, Ava goes to dance 4 days a week. And Monday and Wednesday, I don't have to take her. A friend comes to my home and picks her up.
Okay.
My husband works in Greenville. He works at the church that we attend in Greenville. And so on Monday and Wednesday, he picks up Ava, my daughter, and the other little girl. So I don't have to go there at all on Monday or Wednesday. Thursday is another day she has to go. I take her on Thursday because the other little girl doesn't go as early as Ava. And that mother picks up and brings Ava home to my home. So
Gotcha.
I only really go
Right.
on Thursday to drop her off. But she now has got invited to a Hills class, which is a big deal because she's 13. So now we go on Tuesdays. But when I go on Tuesdays, she's just there for an hour. So my husband picks up my son
Okay.
from me, takes him to karate because he has karate on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I do Thursdays, he does Tuesdays. And Ava and I go to her job. She now has a job where she works at a dance studio teaching ballet, and she makes $40 for an hour. And she thinks
All right.
since sliced bread. So her and I go to that, and then we come home. As far as like my home, we have a, I know it sounds really funny, but it works for us. We have this laminated sheet thing that's on a clipboard in our family center station, and it has on it like Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And so it has what you do each day. So, Tuesday,
Okay.
I'm not in there to look at it, but I think Tuesday's kitchen. So before we start school, we all clean the kitchen together.
Got you.
Wednesday is bathrooms. Thursday,
Okay.
I think, is grocery shopping and planning. My husband's off on Fridays. So
Okay.
that helps a lot. He does school on Friday. If we have school, we try to keep Friday light from school. So I guess that's how it works.
Wow. Okay.
My kids have to pick up their rooms before they're allowed to do anything fun. So they have gotten into the, they make their bed as soon as they get out of their bed.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know what day that is that we do wash. I want to say that's a Wednesday, but they bring their stuff down. They wash their own clothes now. In
Yes,
their hamper
okay.
basket, and they fold and put their stuff up. Me and Dameron, me and my husband tag team on ours. So he may do it, and then I may fold and put up, or I may do it and he fold and put up.
Okay.
What else did you ask me about? Oh, my Instapot is, I thought my Crock-Pot was life, and it was back in the day, My Instapot is life. You can cook a roast.
Oh, I don't know what that. I've never heard of that. I
love it. You can cook it in 8 minutes. I'm talking 10 what? Minutes. What? Yes, 8 minutes. I cook rice in 2 minutes with it. It
could be quiet. Really?
Amazing. Yes.
Instapot. I've never heard of that.
It is absolutely. It's, you know what? It's the new pressure cooker, I guess. If you want to, do you remember pressure cookers back in the day? Your mom probably had one, or your grandma. Okay. It's the new pressure cooker, and it makes me be able to cook real good meals, not like, you know, bad meals. And then I have a smaller one that they got me. So one houses, you know, like the entree, and the other one may have like a side dish, or, you know, if I'm not doing it all in one, you know, like if I just want to do, you know, some kind of chicken, but in the other one, I want to do, you know, rice or something like that. We eat vegetarian sometimes, but we were eating it all the time, but we kind of, we hit a snag, and so we eat meat now. But so I guess that's how I do it. And my son is in karate, Boy Scouts, and I'm missing something. Karate, Boy Scouts. There's a third thing. And his is, I mean, I guess we honestly, we reevaluate it every year, just like we reevaluate homeschool or anything we're doing. And she earns it, if that makes sense. There's things that she has to do character-wise, house-wise. And so as long as she's earning it, we'll do it. We'll let her, you know, be in all that she's in. But if ever her character or her behavior or her academics, we will snatch it from her quicker than she actually probably realizes. So she's, you know, she's done what she needs to do. And, you know, every child is gifted and talented in different ways. This really is one of her talents. She really is actually good at it. She loves it. She's humble. It's a year by year thing, because I never thought she'd be a dancer. I thought she'd be a softball girl. Track. And my son,
she's really good. You know, she's good. I mean,
yeah, she loves it.
Quick to learn and understand, and she moves very freely. She's not a stiff. I mean, she's an excellent dancer.
It is. I just don't never want, you know, dance is, you know, you have girls, and you know, dance is can become tricky in terms of the music, the movements. We try to keep a leveled head about it. I realize we can't shelter our, you know, even that includes my son. I can't shelter them as much as I would like in the world that we're living in now, with all the stuff that's, even, you know, we don't have cable, but still it's just stuff out there. You know, you and I know that. And so I'm careful. But I never want her to, not that my mother did this at all, but I grew up in the time where, and I know this is kind of getting off subject, but I grew in a time where, like, you know, like sex and stuff was taboo. You just didn't talk about it, or you didn't. And I don't, you know, and I don't want her, when she finds the man that God is for her, I don't want her to go into her marriage with hangups. So I try to, I want to guide her through the dancing. In a very, you know, I'm kind of, you know, it's a touchy subject, you know. I know, you know, there are some homeschool moms who, you know, probably wouldn't allow their, you know, daughter to dance like she dances, or wear some of the stuff she wear, but you really can't dance in a potato sack. Like a ballet teacher.
Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah, seriously, unfortunately. So, you know, it's just, it's a careful, careful thing, but she's really called to it, though. So, I teetered the line on that. And our youngest hasn't found his passion yet, but I think it's music. He's very interested in, like, the violin and piano. So I'm on the lookout for that. Like, he hasn't shut up about that, actually, like, the last 3 weeks. So I realize that's something I need to tap into. But we just make it work. I said all that kind of babble to say that I know it looks crazy to others looking on the outside, but we kind of just make it work, because I have my friend who, you know, of course, does carpooling with me. And my husband, fortunately, works in the area that she actually dances in. So he's able to pick her up and bring her straight home. And I have an older son who just turned 25, and he adores his sister. So, yes, I know. And he's going to be a daddy in 12 weeks. And so
really? Oh, wow. That was
28 weeks pregnant. And look, yes. So he helps. He loves to go. He'll go get her. If my other friend is sick, he'll say, hey, I'm going that way anyway. Can I pick her up and we'll do dinner? So he does that with both of them. He has a special time with both of them. So I guess the way I make it work is I am fortunate to have a husband with a flexible schedule and a son who, although grown, doesn't mind, helping out with his siblings. He believes in her. And that's how I make it work. And
gotcha.
You know, and they've been trained, not like they're my, employees, but they've been trained pretty good with setting up the dishwasher if they're the last dish to go in. And, the load that needs to be washed, they put it in the dish. They don't just sit around and look at me like, they kind of just know the routine, but it took, I guess, years to teach them that routine.
Yeah. Everyone knows that part makes it all work.
Yeah.
And very much the same for a large family. But the big difference I hear that you had that I didn't have, you have other resources to tap into. I didn't have my husband to tap into. I didn't have anyone to tap into. So it was me chauffeuring.
Bless your heart.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So it was me, yeah, on
I
all of it.
I could have 6 months. No, I'm joking.
So it's good to have a village, so it can be done at ease if you have more help to participate and pitch in. So that's cool. I only have one girl
in dance, right? It seemed like you had two, three. Yes. Oh, that's I have a friend who has three kids that dance at our studio, and she's it's crazy for her. She has one that's senior this year. She was like, I don't mean to be mean, but I'm so looking forward to my schedule not being as so. I think what helped me is that I just had one.
And we had to reevaluate too, because just in the extracurricular activities, we were paying pretty much a mortgage payment between gymnastics and costumes and ballet. And two kids taking ballet, another taking all the things I told you in violin.
Right.
We had a mortgage payment just in that. And we had to say, wait a minute, what are we doing here?
Right.
I mean, these things are great and they enjoy them. What is their gifting and calling, and what is going to benefit them in their future?
Right.
We assessed, and we had to, say, I'm sorry, we can't do this one anymore. We can't do that anymore. We had to come out of those things. And very, very hard decision to the point of tears and, praying and tears.
Right.
Because I did it so long, some of those things for so many years, but we, at that time, it just wasn't going to be beneficial financial in the long run. Like, okay. Right. It wasn't an issue with money, and we could just say we were doing all things we need to do and saving.
Right.
And, preparing for the future, then yes, let's do it. But yeah, we had to make the tough decision.
And I have to say that I have to not admit, because I've never not admitted it, but I have to say in that area, we're also blessed too that my husband is the only child. So our three children are my in-laws' only children. I mean, only grandbabies.
Children.
And, so Aaron, they asked him what he wanted. We didn't really do Christmas this year like we normally do. They chose to give their gifts to the Salvation Army kids. They didn't get a Christmas, but my in-laws still do celebrate Christmas. And they asked him what he wanted, and he wanted karate lessons. So they are paying completely for his karate lessons. And in return, decided to, there's a 2-year, it's like you can pay it every month or you can pay it twice a year and just be done. There's a twice a year payment of my daughter's dance, and they pay that. So, and then my mom, mom wants to chip in. So she, I know this sounds really funny. They just believe, I am blessed that they just believe in my kids, and they bless us, and then my house, send it straight to the joint, and they do, and it's just something they do twice a year, and it's just they don't look at it as anything other than these are my grandbabies. I don't get to see them all the time. They live in Maryland, and so that way it's not it's not a financial strain on us as it could be. And I think that would be right where you are saying, mm-hmm. okay, is this a hobby or is this going to benefit her? And if right. not, but she does desire to do Alvin Ailey. She's been, you know, she's been offered some things once she gets older. So I guess it will benefit her if she stays with yeah. it. Yeah. But yeah, I have to admit, you know, we're blessed in that area. So I understand exactly where you are. But
that's beautiful. Family,
yeah. So, you know, and everything is in one payment as far as the studio she's at. Costumes and all of that are in one payment. And not as a job. So, okay, you know,
yeah. I mean, that's a good deal. She's, yeah, that's a, yes. that's a really good so. Deal. So, well, thank you, Angel, for breaking that down for us and
You're
for
welcome.
Me. And I pray that this be an encouragement to everyone who hears, hey, give the in-laws or grandparents an idea for gifts, okay, instead of birthday gifts or instead yeah. of, you know, whatever kind
Toys
of gifts they get
break.
To be
here. Yeah.
Yeah, 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 give this investment to their future. So that's a good deal. So, all right, girlfriends.
Before I get off, with mm-hmm. you, how did you get your kids started in violin? Who was because my son, like I had shared earlier, is expressing an interest. What made you do violin? I think one takes piano though, but what made you do that? Like that, you know, that's yeah. not a normal for us as people
exactly.
of color. We do piano, we'll do drums, we may do the guitar, but what made you do violin for your family, your kids?
Well, I look at it now on this end of it, I can say perhaps I chose at that time, but I really believe it was divinely chosen because then I have these kids who are very skilled and gifted in violin. Do you know what I'm saying? So initially, how it first came about is we were at a ballet lesson and this lady who is Asian in her ethnicity, and she was talking about her daughters taking this program called Suzuki Suzuki. That's all she kept saying, Suzuki. And I was like, okay, well, what is Suzuki? What are you talking about? And she explained to me Suzuki violin. And of course, like you just mentioned, that is not something that many of us as African-Americans, Black people, melanated people really get into violin. And so that intrigued me because it was something different. And I tend to go towards things that are different, I guess. And so when she mentioned that, I went home and looked it up. I went home and purchased the book, Suzuki Violin by Shinichi Suzuki, and read about the vision and what it was all about. And when I read it, I was like, yep, this is what we're going to do. And then I proceeded to, I don't know how I did this research. I think the lady gave me her violin teacher. I think this is how we came up with her, but found a Suzuki violin teacher, started off with my son, Jordan. He was the first one to start the lessons because I knew his gifting was in music. Started him off, and then I brought the violin home, and my oldest daughter, she picked up the violin, and she's like, I can play that. And then she played it, and then the story goes on, and then we got her involved in violin. And then when we moved to South Carolina, we found Suzuki Method here at Converse College, Suzuki Violin Method. And then my then four-year-old, she picked up one of their violins. And she says, I can play that. And I was like, you can. And she picked up the violin with her four-year-old little self. And she played the first song. And then when he learned the second song, she played the second one. And she played the third. And she played the fourth song they learned. And then I was like, Tyrone, I can't help her anymore. She needs to get lessons. So we budgeted it and made it happen. And then we had three taking the violin. And then, you know, Noelani's now studying violin
yes,
performance.
She's amazing.
That was her gift. Yeah, she is... She's going to be auditioning to play for the Jacksonville Orchestra this fall. So she really has that gift. So while I picked it, you know, that's why I said, while I think I picked it, quote unquote, I picked it. I think it was just divinely hand put in my lap. And here I have these kids who, you know, love their violin. Now, Jordan, who started it, he stepped away, but he's still interested. And I really believe he's going to come back to it with a passion. Sometimes it takes males, sometimes not all males, a moment just to find out. Okay,
what? I have two males, and I have a 25. Yes, yeah.
So it takes him a little bit, and then he'll come back. And we met the violin orchestra professor at North Greenville. We talked to him, and Jordan was his student for a little bit. And he said that he was very much like Jordan. He said he hated his, he didn't hate, he said he didn't like it. Not that Jordan hated it, but he played it, but he wasn't passionate about it. He stopped playing it all the way, he played it all the way up to 19 or something like that. Stopped playing it, went in the military, joined the military, and then found his passion for it again. Went to college and studied the violin and getting his doctorate all the way through, master's, all that in violin. And now he's the orchestra and violin teacher at North Greenville University. Wow. And so so he just said, you know, give it some time. And these are his words. He said, it just takes us men a while to figure out what it is, our passion. And right. That was my passion, you know. So Jordan had invested 8-9 years of violin. How can you just drop it?
Right.
I think he just needed to grow back into, you know, his first love, I guess, yeah. How to say it. So that's how we did it. But go to Converse College. It's not a lot of people around that does the Suzuki method, and I can talk to you more about that, and
okay.
Maybe girlfriends will want to hear about that too. But I can talk more about that and why we chose that method versus traditional method on another call.
Okay.
So, but thank you, Angel. I love chatting with you.
I love chatting with you too. So proud of you.
Thank you. Well, I appreciate you. I appreciate those words of encouragement, and we will chat with you soon, my friend. Okay.
Okay. Take care. Wakanda forever.
Wakanda forever. Yes. All right, girlfriends. Join us for another episode of Girlfriends Talk, where we just get on the phone and we just do a podcast where we chat with our girlfriends, just homeschool and life and all, everything. So until next time, we'll see you on our next episode. This is Angela Jordan Perry with, what's your name?
Angel Batson.
With Angel Batson, my girlfriend here on Girlfriends' Guide to Homeschooling. You all have a good night. Bye.
Bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.